Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Let's start again. You may speak to me. Let's begin. I'll start. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's a holding audience. Okay. Very good. All right. My name is Kent Stevenson, and I am the director of the Urban Rhythms Chorus. I believe this is our 8th year, maybe, or 9th year, and it's my 15th year coming as a music director to be part of the music ministry here at Holden. And again, I'd like to thank the village for continuing to invite us each year at the Labor Day time. It's bittersweet because Labor Day always means that the summer's over, but it also means that we get to go to Holden. And that really is a joy for us that sustains us throughout the year. We have a wonderful concert that I think has been planned for you. The singers have been working very hard. We've got a variety of music that we have presented for you, but this is an interactive concert. Now, we don't come all the way up here on that long boat ride just to sing and dance for you. This is interactive. So you'll have the opportunity to sing with us, and you will have the opportunity to dance as well. So all you dancers, get ready. And singers as well. We are basically a gospel choir, but we have in our repertoire music from the various regions of the rich repertoire of African Americans, which includes spirituals, and some Afro-Brazilian work, some indigenous South African music we do as well. And also I'm inspired every once in a while to write and arrange for the choir, which is always very exciting. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you the Urban Rhythms Choir. Thank you. Very much. We didn't want to mess around and have you come in into the middle of the program to sing, so we're going to sing right now. We're going to teach you a song called We Have Come to Glorify Your Name. And we have the words for you on the overhead. I want the tenors and the basses to come forth, please. And the sopranos and altos on that side. Now, it's very easy. It's divided into low voices and high voices. It's this, we're singing in unison. And the words are, we have come to glorify your name. It's at the very top. You see that? Let's all read that together. Go. We have come to glorify your name. Good. Now, the chorus call and response. That means that there's going to be a voice that states the line and the response repeats the line, okay? The response basically will be the high voices. The low voices will lead. We have come to glorify your name. But the high voices that repeat on the fourth time we say, we have come to glorify you, dot, dot, dot. The ellipses means we're going to the bridge. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are mighty. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Jesus, you are the Lord of Lords. Now, you're all members of the choir, so sit up tall, please, and give me some posture. We're going to have a little rehearsal now. We're going to pull ourselves out of the concert, and now we're all in rehearsal. So we're going to practice the song together. First of all, let's begin by learning together the We Have Come to Glorify Your Name line. It sounds like this. Again, listen. Okay, choir, will you sing that together? We have come. One, two, ready, and.
We have come to glorify your name.
Okay, do it again.
We have come to glorify your name.
So we're singing it staccato. That means it's very light, very clipped. We have come to glorify your name. And then we sustain the word name. All right, choir, sing it one more time. And then we'll have our Holden Village Choir also to sing the same line. Okay, this is just for listening. Sing.
We have come to glorify your name.
Okay, Village Choir, will you please sing that line by yourselves? Go.
To glorify your name.
All right. All right. Now we've got a little trick here. We're going to divide the line into call and response. All right. The tenors and the basses over here, the low voices, have the call. Let's hear it for the call. All right. Okay. The call is no good without a response. Let's hear it for the response. Okay, it's going to go like this. Let's see who, without standing, let's see the hands of all the low voices. Who's going to sing the low part? We have come to glorify your name. Oh, come on. I need to see more hands than that. Okay. Don't have us turn the lights on. Okay, just because it's dark means you cannot hide. All right. All right. Low voices. Now, let's see the high voices. Upper voices. Okay, good. Now, listen to how this is going to work. The low voices will come in, and before, as soon as they finish their line, the response will come in. Four times. But remember, the response line on the fourth line is, we have come to glorify you. Just that much. Here we go. Ready, sing.
We have come to glorify.
Sing.
Glorify your name.
You. Okay. Got it? Sort of? Okay. All right. Let's try it again. I just want to hear the low voices sing with these guys. Just the low voices. All right. If I can't hear a sound, I think that should come from this group. You'll have to stand. Okay. I know you don't want to stand. You want to relax and sit down. So if you want to just keep me off your back here, just sing. That's all. Okay. Here we go. One, two, ready. Sing. We have come to glorify your name. 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 All right, very good. Sounds good. Okay, this time I am going to just speak the call line so that we can hear the response with the sopranos and altos and the upper voices up here. You're here. Okay, response. We had a pretty strong call here. Don't let them outdo you. Here we go. Ready? And we have come to glorify. And we
We have come to glorify your name.
We have come to glorify your name. We have come to glorify your name. We come to glorify you. Okay, glorify you. Right there on the fourth one. We have come to glorify you. Sing that one line for me. We have come to glorify you. Sing. We have come to glorify you. Yes, very good. Hey, we need to draft all these people for the choir. Okay, now, we don't expect you to sing the bridge, but it's very simple. We're going to sing the bridge for you now, just in isolation, okay? This is an A, B song. That means it has two parts. The chorus is the A part, the bridge is the B part, and we just go back and forth. How simple can it be? All right, here we go. Take it from Jesus, you are my king. Ready? Ready, sing. Jesus, you are my king. Jesus, you are mighty. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Jesus, you are the Lord of Lords. We have come to glorify your name.
Okay,
you get the form? That's it. I think we got it. All right. Let's start from the beginning now. Let's go back into the concert. We're all ready for our debut. This is it. Sit up tall. I see the posture fading fast. All right, here we go.
Ready and sing. We have come to glorify your name. 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 Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Glory.
Last one, bridge. Jesus, you are my King. Last one. Next song says, uphold me with thy Holy Spirit. Whatever you do, Lord, don't take your joy from me. Featuring Jackie Swanson on verse 1.
Whatever you do, Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Hold me,
mold me,
shape me,
make me,
whatever you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
appoint me,
anoint me,
choose me,
use me,
whatever
you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Oh, renew me,
reprove me,
define me,
revive me,
whatever
you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me. Oh,
hold me,
mold me,
shape
me,
make me,
whatever
you do.
Lord,
don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
point me,
anoint me,
choose me,
use me,
whatever
you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Whatever you do,
whatever you do. Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Whatever you do,
whatever you do. Lord,
don't take your joy from me. For
whatever
you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
appoint me,
anoint me,
choose me,
use me,
whatever
you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Oh, renew
me,
reprove
me,
define
me,
revive
me,
whatever
you do.
Lord,
don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
renew
me,
reprove me,
define
me,
revive
me,
whatever
you do.
Lord,
don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
hold me,
mold me,
shape
me,
make
me,
whatever
you do.
Lord,
don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
appoint
me,
anoint
me,
choose
me,
use
me,
whatever
you do.
Lord,
don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
whatever
you do.
Lord, don't take your joy from me.
Oh,
whatever
you do.
Lord,
don't
take your joy from me.
Great day, great day, great day. I hope everyone's day today was a great day, and we trust that tomorrow will also be a great day. Featuring Risa, here we go.
I had a great day, how about you?
Wonderful,
wonderful, when Jesus comes to me, glorious, my Savior's face I'll see, praise him, a day to celebrate, the saints will be going home.
Wonderful,
wonderful, when Jesus comes to me, glorious, my Savior's face I'll see. Praise him. A day to celebrate. The saints will be going home.
I'm gonna lay down my heavy load. I'm gonna walk those streets of gold. I can't wait till I get there. When the trumpet sounds, I'll be right there. Great day,
great day, a day to celebrate. The saints will be going home.
Wonderful,
wonderful, Jesus comes to me.
I had a great day. Show me you had a great day.
Glorious.
Yes.
My Savior's place I'll see. Praise him.
We're going to praise him.
A day to celebrate. The saints will be going home.
What a jubilation it's gonna be.
We will be shouting that victory,
singing and dancing all in the streets. What a glorious high time it's gonna be. Great day,
great day, a day to celebrate. The saints will be going home.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
What a wonderful day.
When Jesus comes to me.
He came to me.
Glorious.
Oh, glorious.
My Savior's face I'll see.
Praise him.
Yes.
A day to celebrate. The saints will be going home.
Okay, let's clap a little bit. Here we go. Great day.
Great day. A great day. Great day. A great day. Great day. A great day.
What a great day it was.
Great day. A great day.
Great day.
Great day. Great day. Great day. Great day, a day to celebrate. The saints will be going home.
The saints will be going home.
The saints will be going home. The saints will be going home.
Song says, when the day seems more than you can bear, and it feels like there's no one who cares, just remember your Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Mother. He knows and she knows just how much we can bear.
Like there's no
Thank you. Our next song is an old gospel song from the South. And the words are, I don't know what you've come to do, but I've come to praise the Lord. Now, this is an old grandmother down in the Southland, and we know that church, people go to church for a whole host of reasons. I'm sure if we could list 10 of them, all sorts of things. Some folks come to see who else is there. Some folks come to see, at least when I was a little boy, we don't have to dress up. And who's got on the fanciest big hat this week? And who's got on the sharpest three-piece suit today? And there are other people that come with their little big pens ready to take phone numbers of other people. All kinds of stuff goes on. Others go in so they can make a big display of how much they give to the church, and they want you to know exactly how much they gave to the church. But this is the little grandmother, humble grandmother, could be my grandmother, could be your grandmother, I don't know. But she says, and she looks around at all the folks, but she says, I don't know what you all have come here to do, but I've come to praise the Lord, I've come to sing my song, I've come to clap my hands. And that is what this song is about. Laura Deason and Oscar Jackson. Here we go.
I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you come to do.
Oh, I don't know what you come to do.
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 Oh, I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you
come to do. Oh, oh, oh.
Gospel music
has evolved and mutated and is expressed through many musical idioms, including jazz. Aha, big surprise. And this is a song that is basically a jazz song that says, strange, my burden's lighter ever since the Lord came into control. I feel brand new, and so will you if you let the Lord come into your life. Terry, tell us some more about this song.
Kent was one of the first in the Seattle area to put jazz in with gospel and fuse them together and create jazz gospel and bring it into Catholic Mass and have jazz vespers. And he was also one of the first to put scat into praise music. And it adds an enthusiastic, exuberant way of praising the Lord. And Duke Ellington used to use the voice as an instrument in the orchestra. And we first worked together on scat in part of our Duke Ellington Sacred Concerts, which we're going to be doing some of those numbers later in the show. Strange, in this, Kent, in his arrangement of this wonderful jazz song, he adds a whole scat verse, and it just adds a whole new dimension and enlivens this great praise music.
Okay, you Lutherans, don't be offended.
Let the Lord come. come into your life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ever since the Lord came and took control. Ever since the Lord came and took control. Ever since the Lord came and took control. I feel brand new.
So do you need a bit of day?
Thank you. Thank you. Terry Gallagher. Give her another hand, please. I wouldn't advise trying that at home without a medical kit nearby. Okay. Kingdom. On my way to the kingdom, and I'm glad.
I'm on my way to the kingdom, I'm on my way to the kingdom, and I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm on my way to the kingdom, I'm on my way to the kingdom, I'm on my way to the kingdom, and I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm on my way to the kingdom, on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way to the kingdom, and I'm glad. I'm on my way to the kingdom, on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way to the kingdom, and I'm glad.
And they say it's a place where you never grow old. On my way to the kingdom, and I'm glad.
Oh, were you there when they crucified my Lord?
And he died and he never said a mumbling word. Died on the cross for the kingdom, and I'm glad.
Oh, kingdom, oh, 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 kingdom.
Thank you. Duke Ellington, one of the towering giants of the 20th century, contributor to a culture that has affected the world through music. Duke Ellington was not only a phenomenal pianist and band leader and composer, he also, in the twilight, singers and a huge orchestra. But there's a lot of beautiful choral music that really sort of goes unheard. So Urban Rhythm, several years ago, we fashioned a concert of just choral excerpts from these three sacred concerts. And we're going to give you a mini concert within a concert and do six short pieces from the Duke Ellington sacred concerts. The first song is called, and I want everybody to listen to this title, Don't Get Down on Your Knees to Pray Until You Have Forgiven Everyone. Ooh, that's heavy stuff, huh? Okay. Now, you know, come on, let's talk about this thing for a second. You know how you always want the Lord to give you grace and blessings and forgiveness and health and wealth and bless your family and all your friends, but sometimes you've got that little, oh, let me give you some little music here. Sometimes you have that little hatred that you've been carrying around for this person. Maybe this person's in your family, and you just have not forgiven that person because of stuff that happened years ago. Or that might be someone from your work, from your workplace that you just cannot stand. You don't quite wish that they drop dead, but almost. So all these little petty dislikes and hatreds that we have against others, how in the world do you expect the Spirit to give you all the grace and blessings that you are asking for every time you are in prayer if you have not cleansed your own heart? That's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it right now. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven who? Everyone. Wait a minute. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven who?
Everyone.
Not just certain ones. Everyone. Here we go.
On your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. No, 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 don't you get down. On your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
One more time, sing.
Don't get down. On your knees to pray. Everyone. No, 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 don't you get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
All right now. Have you forgiven the sinner who kept you from being a winner? Or the one who stole your bulging purse? Have you lost the rancor in your heart for that hanky panker?
Well, no.
Or for him, is there still a little curse? Or worse?
Well,
life is much too short to waste on negative thoughts for the one you think might harm you next.
All right, Jeff. Tell it.
Don't dream of them with snakes. Forget the mistakes they make and throw away that dirty little hex.
All right.
Don't you get down.
Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. No, 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 don't you get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
Well, have you forgiven your lover?
Well.
And the one whom you discovered?
Uh-oh.
Coveting that loved one that maybe you adored?
Oh,
well. Have you done what's right? Do you pray for them at night? Or is hatred seething through that every little pore? Well, you better listen.
Does your anger run so rife
that
you would like to use your knife? Don't do it, or you'll wind up in the clink. After you calm down cool, you'll find that gossip has taught the fool. And nothing is on the brink of what you think. Where's my knife?
Where is it?
Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. No, 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 don't you get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
It's harder to defeat than it is to spell.
Revenge is not so sweet. It is as bitter as hell.
May all your prayers be answered, and may all your blessings be multiplied.
But don't you dare pray for that which is cause to be denied.
Well, don't get down on your knees to pray.
In the original sacred concerts, Duke Ellington set the books of the Bible to a musical arrangement, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Well, the Old Testament version was a little sleepy, you know what I mean? And all those long, polysyllabic names, by the time we got to the very end, we were asleep already, snoring loudly on the poor old Testament. So, I don't know where the inspiration came from, but we decided to perk it up just a little bit, if you can imagine that. So, I want you to just follow along. You don't have to sing this time, but we've got, the reason why there's two columns is because the one singular column is too long for the screen. So when we get down to about 23, 24, you can just kind of zip over to the next line and follow along. But it's very quick. It's not long and tedious. We're going to zip through the Old Testament and be ready for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John before you can turn around. So here we go. This is the Urban Rhythms arrangement of the books of the Bible, the Old Testament. Thank you. Now you do it. Genesis. Okay. Just teasing. Okay. Moving right along. David danced before the Lord with all his might. Now this is a song inviting all those who wish to express their joy through movement. We welcome you to come forth at this time. And express yourselves. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Freedom was a big theme in all of the three sacred concerts written by Duke Ellington. And he wrote many different interpretations musically on the theme of freedom. We are going to do two short ones now. The first one is called Freedom is Sweet on the Beat. And the second one is called Sweet, Fat, and That. I know you can't wait to hear that one.
Freedom is sweet, that, and that's for me.
Yeah.
we will conclude our mini Ellington set with Praise God and Dance, featuring Rodney and Terry.
Praise God with the sound of the trumpet. Praise God with the psaltery and harp.
Praise God with the sound of the timbre.
Thank you. Don't get nervous. We're almost done. Eddie Bonamere. Who in this room knows who Eddie Bonamere is? Not a soul. Uh-oh.
We know who he is.
Oh, you don't count, DB. Eddie Bonamere. She does not either. Uh-oh, you got an advocate over here. Eddie Bonamere was a marvelous New York composer, a devout Catholic. He was a jazz artist and played with a lot of the great jazz people of the day. And we had, some of us in the choir had, about 10 years ago, had the joy of working with him. We sent for him from New York. And we also went to New York also and worked with him. But he wrote a lot of contemporary and very interesting music for the church, new music, for his beloved Catholic Church. But you know what? Those Catholics were too square to accept the music. And guess who said, come on over here? The Lutherans! Yes. And so in many of the contemporary Lutheran books of music, you will find various pieces by Eddie Bonamere. Among them is the one we sing here every year called Help Me, Jesus, to Love My Neighbor as Myself. Oh, my goodness, all these heavy things coming down. Like, first, you can't get down on your knees to pray unless you've forgiven everyone. And now you got to love your neighbor as yourself. How many more demands are we going to make of these people? But you think about what work that is, to love your neighbor as yourself. Just sit and think about that. Isn't that, that takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. So we really need divine intervention in that endeavor to really, really reach out and be a good neighbor. Now, this doesn't mean the literal person who may live next door to you or closest to you. This is your world neighbor. This is me walking down the street and not ignoring me and pretending like I'm invisible. Instead of saying, hello, hello, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. That's loving your neighbor as yourself, treating others as you would be treated. We learned that stuff when we were in primary school. But here we go. This is an opportunity for you to sing, Help Me, Jesus, to Love My Neighbor as Myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin, like we do, or what religion you've been in, like we do. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of a rehearsal, and then now we're deputizing you as the Holden Village Choir again, so sit up and give me some more posture. Here we go. Ready? Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. That's the whole song. What could be easier? Sing along with us, everyone. Ready and sing. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself.
Yeah.
Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Okay, now we've got low voices and high voices. I know this is true because you've already demonstrated all of your musical talent. So let's do this. Let's ask the low voices to come in first. Okay, boys, come from behind there. Come out front. Move it quickly. Here we go. Ready? Sing with me. Go. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about the color of your skin.
All right.
Or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Okay, ladies, give them a big hand. Come on. All right. Okay, upper voices, sopranos and altos. Most of the ladies. Here we go. A one, two, a ready and sing.
Help me, Jesus,
to love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself.
All right. Gentlemen, give it up for the ladies. Come on. All right. Everybody together. Last time through. Ready and sing.
Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself.
That's it. We're almost at the end of our visit with you. We only have a couple more. But this is a beautiful one we say for near the end called, Lord, I'm available to you. We want the Holy Spirit to be available to us whenever we call. We don't want to wait 2 days for the Lord's email to get back to us. Maybe. We want immediate attention. So that means we must be available.
You gave me my hands to reach out to woman and man, to show them your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cry of sinners. But can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who've never heard. But with my eyes I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free.
Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am available to you.
Now I'm giving back to you all the tools you gave to me, my hands, my ears, my voice, my eyes, so you can use them as you please. I have emptied out my cup so that you can fill it up. Now I'm free and I just want to be more available to you.
I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am.
Thank you. You've been a very polite audience, as expected. We're going to close out with a song called Do Not Pass Me By. This is an old hymn. I learned this when I was about 6 or 7 when I used to play for Sunday school. And this was, let's see. Savior, hear my humble cry. While another's thou art calling, do not pass me by. Okay, you know that one. Well, the words are the same, but the package is different. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Thank you.